In this section, Peter Collins speaks about the following cutbacks and changes at the Bath Institution: the severe reduction to library services, the removal of photo privileges, denial of daytime access to the inmate committee, the new requirement that prisoners wear uniforms during their working hours, as well as cutbacks in bedding. He explains how these cutbacks affect the prisoner. In regards to library services, which have been severely reduced, and also the law library access has been greatly reduced, what are the impacts on the prison population with regards to appeals, deportation hearings, and other legal research, but also just in having a library open there? How is this affecting the prisoners?
Certainly, even when we had access to our library, it was a pretty pathetic library. You know, unless you were doing research on some 1960s collections of encyclopedias, that really wasn't the place to go. So instead of buying new books, what they did was they hired a part-time librarian who occasionally comes in. And, you know, because they've done this, he locks the library and keeps us out of it. He's open during the day, but we're at work. So there's all kinds of problems there. Obviously, it hinders the ability of our law clerk to help people who are mounting appeals or trying to fight their way through some legal battle. So aside from the lack of legal books or the lack of recreational books, we don't get access. So it's a detrimental to the recreation and to anybody's legal efforts. A lot of guys can't afford to hire a lawyer, and so it's very difficult to represent oneself if you don't have access to a functioning library.
In regards to the cameras and photographs that have been completely eliminated, could you explain why this has been very important for prisoners and their families?
Well, yeah, if somebody's in prison for, 10 years and say their son or their daughter is just starting life and, sadly they've been placed in prison, they will never be able to share a photograph with their son or their daughter. They can't get a picture taken together. They can't get he can't send a picture of himself home to them. So, and you have to keep in mind that Canada's a fairly large country, and some people are sent here from, Northwest Territories or British Columbia or, PEI or Newfoundland. So you're thousands of miles away from your family, and you can't send a picture to your child or your wife or your mother or anything like that so that they can see how you are. In my case, I'm being deported when they're finished with me, so, my family in England don't get to see me. So I guess that's a detrimental thing. The rationale behind the reason is that during a social event at a prison out west, somebody had taken some inappropriate photographs. But what happens is staff have control of the film. There's usually a prisoner who would have been the photographer. He would take the pictures, and then they would bring the film to the staff, and the staff have to bring it out to a photo lab to have the photos processed. And then the staff member looks through them all to make sure that there aren't any inappropriate photographs, and then issues them. And if there's inappropriate photographs, they're either destroyed or, some kind of disciplinary action would be taken. But in this case, what happened is the staff member, instead of going through the proper protocol with regard to, inappropriate photographs, they sent them to a reporter who, we all know how the news likes to sensationalize everything. They played it up like as if this is what's going on in all the prisons all the time, and people having a party, and, when in reality it was, one or two people acting inappropriately and somebody took a picture of it, So therefore now, right across Canada, we're not allowed to have pictures.
In regards to the daytime access being eliminated for the prisoners to go to the inmate committee, how is this affecting the prisoners?
Well, I think what happens when you remove a safeguard like the inmate committee, say something happens that a prisoner doesn't understand or needs help with, or, you know, there's a problem that he can't solve and he needs someone who can help him with it. If once you remove that from the equation, you invite problems. So, you know, problems that aren't getting solved, whether or not they're serious is, you know, dependent on the situation. You know, sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. But it's a prison, so sometimes they can be. So I would say it's detrimentally impacting. I would say it's not a good thing. I don't, you know, I can't give specifics, but obviously when you take access to your representatives away, that can't be good, right?
Another thing that has been eliminated is the civilian clothing during work hours.
Yeah.
Who pays for these new uniforms?
Well, the prisoners pay for their clothes, civilian clothes anyways, and then there's the clothes that the institutions pay for, so the CSC. So ultimately, the public purse pays for those clothes. The problem is when, or I don't know if this is the problem, but this is some explanation of it. Originally, we used to have the striped clothes. Prisoners had striped clothes, and then at some point, the CSC thought that you know, some change in appearance would help in their goals to rehabilitate people. So they put us in green uniforms. And then after a while, they decided that that looked too much like uniforms and that that might be detrimental to the rehabilitation process. They put us in blue jeans and these shirts, sort of, there's, I think, three different color shirts, blue, red, and green shirts. They're sort of like pajama tops. If I don't know if you've ever had pajama tops from Simpson Sears, you know, they're sort of like a crew neck shirt with buttons in the front, and I don't know how to describe them. Sort of like a sweatshirt, but not like a sweatshirt. And, you know, not very nice anyway. But, you know, they're not terrible or anything, but they're not, you know, something anybody would want to wear during the day, or, you know, maybe for sleeping. I don't know.
But how does this affect prisoners having to wear the uniforms during their work hours?
I think that it undermines the idea that we're, you know, supposed to be being treated like people if you make us all dress the same. And, you know, so, like, not only does it mean that the public has to pay for these uniforms, but it means that we all, it's sort of like a further erosion of whatever individuality we were able to hang on to during the period of our incarceration.
In regards to the bedding, like the fittest sheets, bed blankets, and comforters gone,
yeah.
Why was this decision made, and what are the health concerns?
The decision to remove this stuff was based on some staff's negative agenda. So to have, you know, like a comforter is you know, above our station in life, so therefore they didn't want us to have them, so they would make up reasons that you couldn't have them, and eventually those reasons were bought into. So the reason that they presented to get rid of them was that they couldn't tell if we were breathing underneath, and therefore, you know, we had to get rid of them. We need something that isn't so thick. So they've stopped that. Again, this means that, you know, instead of us buying our sheets and blankets, that means the public purse is buying them. So, you know, again, it's an increased load on the public purse. But the health issues are that the sheets that they give us don't fit on top of the mattresses. So during the course of the night, as you turn, the sheets will come down, you know, get ruffled up, and you'll be sleeping directly on the mattress, which may have been used by several other people who may have had hygiene issues, or they may have bled onto the mattress, or they may have, you know, just soiled the mattress somehow. And, you know, there's no method at this institution to clean those mattresses. You know, it's not like they're steam cleaned and then issued again. They're just, you get this dirty mattress, and that's what you get to sleep on. So make the best of it, right? So there, obviously there's health issues there. If you have a cut and you're you know, that's rolled into someone else's old blood or something on a dirty mattress, or